Mike Dunleavy won the election for governor by a decisive margin in a night that was the best for Alaska Republicans in 8 years. Democratic candidate Mark Begich called Dunleavy today to congratulate him. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on what propelled Dunleavy to victory and how he expects to move forward.
Dunleavy is a former state senator from Wasilla who pledged to cut government and restore full permanent fund dividends. He says the message resonated with Alaskans.
We don't have to default to taxes or permanent fund until we get our fiscal house in order. We need to create jobs. You know, I'm not going to celebrate, for example, the expansion of welfare programs. I'm going to celebrate the expansion of job creation in the state of Alaska.
Democrat Mark Begich wasn't able to close the lead Dunleavy built when it was a three-way race. As the early returns came in, Begich reflected on the campaign.
I think this has been a total unusual campaign, hard to understand what was going to happen every day, a lot of changes as we move through it. But really, I think we've done a great campaign because we brought a lot of people together that had not been together for a long time.
Dunleavy led 53% to 44%, with 98% of precincts reporting. Independent Governor Bill Walker and Libertarian Billy Toyen each won 2%. Dunleavy says he will immediately begin work building his administration. He has proposed repealing the criminal justice overhaul that became law 2 years ago. He also wants a strict limit on state spending that will be lower than the limit in the state constitution. Dunleavy also expressed optimism about Republican gains in the legislature.
Hopefully we have a cadre of people that are of like mind, and so we can get an agenda across for the people of Alaska.
Dunleavy began his campaign last year, building support among conservatives, starting with his base in Matanuska-Susitna Borough. An independent group partly funded by his brother Francis Dunleavy discouraged some Republicans from entering the race. Walker suspended his campaign 18 days before the election, 4 days after his running mate Byron Mallott resigned after making what Walker has described as inappropriate comments to a woman. Walker's popularity fell after he vetoed half of the PFDs in 2016 to shore up state finances. Begich launched his campaign at the June deadline and never built a lasting lead over Walker as the primary rival to Dunleavy until Walker ended his campaign. Dunleavy is expected to begin making announcements about who he'll appoint to his administration in the coming days. Dunleavy's running mate, Anchorage State Senator Kevin Meyer, will be the lieutenant governor. Dunleavy will be sworn in on December 1st. In Anchorage, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.